David Bowie.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear.
For a while, I was living between New York and Berlin in the late 70s. There were about three or four of us. There was Jimmy and his girlfriend, and there was myself and one other. We had our apartments in the same block on... it was called, if I remember, Hauptstrasse, 100 Fünfundfünfzig in Charlottenburg. That's how I used to go. You get very drunk and say, Hauptstrasse, 100 Fünfundfünfzig, and you get home. We had a great time, and I remember none of us had any money then because either we'd been ripped off or, you know, dealings had gone wrong and we were all pretty broke. And the three of them, it was my birthday coming up, they clubbed together and they got me an old 1955 Mercedes. It was rusted completely, so we got in it and our feet just went through the floor. We went around Berlin in that, and I remember we dropped Iggy off at a club one night. It was, I think, one of the anniversaries of the wall being put up, you know. And he went to a punk club and he came back later and he said it was amazing. They'd made a birthday cake in the shape of the wall, which went all the way around the room. And at 12 o'clock at night, they jumped on it and ate it. And he said it was singularly the most moving moment in Berlin that he had spent, because there's something really quite ideological about it, you know?
Yes.
He said it was the strangest thing. And, of course, that's virtually what they did. And that, they didn't eat it. Cool. Well, I know one person who tried eating it, but he was stoned. But he was... Both my wife and myself get up between 5 and 6 in the morning, and the irony is that we now, you know, we just had a small child.
Yes.
And she's 23 months now. But of course, we now get up before she does. So we go and wake her up.
You have to be
which
quiet.
Is like, it's the parent's revenge, you know?
Yeah.
My baby says, oh, come on, give me another hour, right? So we got milk. We were completely isolated from the rest of the area, and I love that because I love isolation. I'm very kind of masochistic like that. I love being cut off from everything, and for a writer it just worked really well. And I think I just sat down to write, and I had been doing for many months putting together songs that I felt were very strong, and attempted to do no more than express how I felt at my age and with the new family and my feelings to the universe and our place on this world and all that. The little questions.
I didn't think he knew I was then. I think someone told him afterwards, and they gave him a DVD of The Office, and I got an email out of the blue from him. He's like the FBI. He just got my email. I think he's like plugged in to the World Wide Web, and he just put, I watched, I laughed, what do I do now? And we became sort of pen pals. And I remember I sent them an email for his, I think, 57th or 58th birthday. And I put, happy birthday. And I put, 58? Isn't it time you got a proper job? Ricky Gervais, 42, comedian. He sent back, I have a proper job. David Bowie, rock god.
Good, that, isn't it?
Ashes to ash and fun to fuck it, we know.